Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And JJ's here. I see. So wait a second. You're in. I didn't realize until today that you were in doing the, you actually appeared during the day. Is this the first time? You know, and you really dressed the part, too.
Where is that crummy t-shirt? Come on, this is Yellow Submarine.
Yellow is the t-shirt. It used to be white. Now it's yellow. Look at the thing.
Shirt. I mean, this is old school.
It's like a thousand years old, this t-shirt the guy's got.
We call it a vintage look.
That's as bad as Summer's dressing.
No, get out of here. No. I find that insulting.
That looks like
that's outrageous. This is a vintage
That is a Summer's outfit, except he wouldn't wear a white shirt.
And I got the boat shoes, the Sperry's, the Banana Republic shorts. Come on.
I think that's an original Yellow Submarine
wow,
shirt.
It's a badass
back
shirt.
From the days
I
of, I mean, that,
George, Paul, John, and Ringo.
You weren't even old enough to remember
doesn't
the Beatles.
Doesn't matter. I grew up. I saw all the movies.
You did.
The movie was terrible. The movie's great.
Oh, terrible. Yeah,
how is it terrible?
You must have been doing something else.
I saw it when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
That movie's awful.
Did you like any of the Beatle movies?
No, nothing.
You didn't like A Hard Day's Night?
No. And I was a kid and I couldn't stand them. They're terrible.
Are you not a Beatles fan?
I love the Beatles.
You don't like the movies?
I grew up when the Beatles were like.
Big.
I mean, when I was a kid, watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan was like the biggest thing. I was in like fourth grade. That was the biggest thing in the world.
I believe it. That is the Kennedy.
Hey, everybody had like Beatles stuff. When the Beatles became freaks, when they became hippies, everybody changed. That changed everything. When they came out with Sgt. Pepper's, it changed everything. But the early Beatles, the She Loves You Beatles and everything, they were like a craze. Like every kid, all they cared about was the Beatles. That's it. Beatle wigs, Beatle this, Beatle that, everything. They tried to comb your hair like Paul McCartney. I mean, everybody did the same thing. It was crazy. That's how big they were. I didn't see Elvis come to Ed Sullivan, but I did see the Beatles, which I guess was, tell you how old it was, February something.
64.
So yeah. It's a long time ago. But I do remember that night. But that shirt is actually that old.
I mean, I love it.
That is
vintage.
Dingy.
No, it's vintage.
They're going to put that shirt now.
That's like a style,
the video guy
Mike.
Runs. See, if you old say anything school. Now, the video guy runs in and
no,
takes a picture
right.
of it.
No, that's right. They can show me the shirt.
And
it's beautiful.
And puts it on the video.
Come on,
that's
man.
What
Yellow Submarine.
That's it.
I'm going to get
so
you one.
So tell me. No.
I'm going to get you one.
No. Thanks.
I was wearing the number one shirt, actually, down in Atlantic City a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's a good shirt.
I was. That's a badass shirt. I should have worn that today if I known I was going to see it.
That is a nice shirt. The Yankee hat with the phony red, white, and blue thing I'm not in love with.
What do you mean? Which one?
I don't like Yankee hats that aren't exactly
the vintage NY.
See, if you wear like a yellow or a red Yankee hat, I get mad.
I can understand that.
And
this
I don't
hat
even like
blue.
The. I
come
don't
on,
even
patriotic.
Like. No, I don't even like
it's
that.
Got the American League patch, so when the American League wins
like,
the All Star game, come on.
I don't even like that. I don't like anything except the original hat. I
NY
don't wear hats.
Blue, that's it.
I don't wear hats at all, ever.
Have you ever worn like a hat going to a game?
No, I've never worn a hat anywhere.
Because your hair is like,
it's
that's
perfect.
Part of the institution.
Yes.
I'm jealous of it. I'm
so,
not going to lie.
Listen.
I won't have it in 40 years.
I have great hair. I always had great hair. So I don't wear hats. I've never worn. The only time I wear hats is if it's like a snowstorm and I'm out with a snowblower, I have a hat on.
You need the hat.
Then I put like one of those ski hats on, but that's it. Other than that, never.
See, my girlfriend doesn't like the hat.
I don't even
she
wear
gets
a hat.
When I
don't
wear
even
one.
Wear a hat on the golf course. And sometimes you should because, like, the sun.
Don't you get sunburn?
Well, I tan pretty good, but the thing is, sometimes it gets, like, really intense where you're out there 4 or 5 hours. Like, I feel like I should put something on, but I just put, like, sunblock on my forehead and that's it.
And it doesn't
but
trick.
Then it's okay. But I don't like anyone fooling with the hat. I don't mind that hat because it's a great looking hat, but I don't like when they have yellow or red ones. I hate it.
Okay.
And even the flag there with the red, white, and blue, I'm not in love with it. I thought they were good hats. I'm not in love with the hat. It's not bad.
I agree,
what's on the side of the hat? What's
American
on the side?
League patch.
All right, okay.
American League.
Thank God no Machado. You hearing now?
Oh, thank heavens.
I didn't know if you wanted Machado, but I don't want him.
You know what the worst is, Mike? You'd hear people who say, let's get Machado, move him to shortstop, and trade away Didi.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Did they watch the playoffs last year?
Well,
I mean, Kluber, the biggest game of the year, two home runs. How about the wild card game when they're down 3-0?
Bingo.
Everybody is tense in that building.
I was there.
And then Didi hits the home run, and everybody knew.
Didi
Twins,
was great.
Joke. They win the game going away.
Didi
Trey,
hit, not
Didi,
only that.
Give me a break.
He's twice the defensive shortstop that Machado is.
Not
That's the other thing. Not even close. So thank God they didn't. And they would have only played him at third, which I think was sanity. They would have tried to trade Andujar and put Machado at third, which.
Do that in the offseason then.
I don't want it anyway. It's
I
just
agree with you.
They don't need any right-handed hitters. They have a ton of right-handed hitting. They need to balance the team off. They need a pitcher. That's what they need. They need a pitcher. But first, I want to get to the other stuff.
Okay.
Is this the first stint of days that you've ever worked in the daytime?
Well, as far as a week,
as far
yes.
as during the week.
Because I came on.
Was that
on,
your first show yesterday?
No. July 5th and July 6th. I was okay. on before you. Good right. memory, by the way.
Okay.
I guess you forgot. The 5th and
you
the
6th. You were on for me?
No. Before you.
Oh, before me. I
before
don't remember
you.
That.
I guess it's because.
I probably wasn't here.
Remember? No. You were.
I was here.
But it was probably the fact that you were not used to being here on July 5th
okay.
and July 6th.
That's
so maybe
I'm not
you
used to being here in July.
I'll give you a pass on that.
Okay. So you were here.
But this is the first full week I've been on during the day.
How do you like it?
It's awesome.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm doing a show.
Yeah,
but
is it better to not be doing a show in the middle of the night
well,
or what?
It's actually weird that I'm like going to bed at like 2 o'clock
Are you
in the
getting
morning.
The same callers? They're getting the same people calling in?
A couple of regulars.
Regulars?
I respect the regulars.
But are the regulars coming in during the day or no?
A few of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
some
good.
Different callers, but right. I don't mind.
No, that's okay. But
so
you like the routine of the daytime or what?
Sure.
Yeah?
I mean, it gives me a nice rhythm. I'm going to SNY later, so that is like
I saw
end
that
of my
feature
day.
About you. Somebody showed me this feature
oh,
they did
Newsday.
On Newsday.
They did a great. Me and Tony. They
I
did
saw
an
it.
Unbelievable
you and Tony.
Job.
That's it.
They really did.
Absolutely.
You know, Neil actually
I'm glad Tony's
drove,
doing better, which is great.
Doing
so,
great.
Yes, that's good. But I saw the feature about you guys.
He drove with me. From my girlfriend's apartment
Neil likes
in Astoria.
That. He likes that. Yeah.
No, and it, I know he does it with yeah. you all the time.
Well, he did it once.
But, like, right. I'm nervous when I got, you know, the media columnist from Newsday. You get idiots on the BQE cutting you off, and it's like,
right.
you know, usually well,
that's
you
right.
use profanity
gonna,
and whatnot.
He's not going to write it. That's
no,
okay.
it was fun. We had an easy 25-minute drive right over the Williamsburg Bridge,
right.
and I was like, this is the best part of the overnight, Steve. You park right in front of the building.
Right.
And I park a block away. He's like, what happened in front of the building? I was like, yeah. Too jammed.
So you can, you come in and park right on the street at night?
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, you can, right?
I drove in today, though.
Oh, you did?
The best part about the 1 to 3 show, right. street cleaning is 11 to 12:30. And I don't need much, I don't do like much of a meeting or anything like that.
Right.
My guys know what we want to talk
you
about.
You need a meeting?
No.
You're doing
you
2 hours,
do
you can do it on 1 foot.
Exactly. Bingo. It's not rocket science.
1 foot.
You come in, Yanks, Mets,
exactly.
come on. NLDH,
exactly.
it's easy.
Excellent.
But I waited outside till 12:30, so now when I leave here, I'm parking free of charge.
How good is that?
Street cleaning.
Come in, do a show, get out.
Get out.
2 hours.
Bingo.
205 in the building. That's
stealing
it.
Money.
If you got 2 hours, you got 205 in the building. That's it.
That's the way to do
205,
it.
205, 210, that's it. You know, the only reason you're here now is because it's raining outside. You know, it's raining too hard to
rain,
go outside.
And when you asked me to come in,
why not?
Obviously
say hello,
because
Mon said, you know, JJ's in the building. I said, what do you mean he's in the building? He's filling in this week. I said, well, get him in here. Let's see what's going on. So tell me what's going on.
Everything's great, man.
Yeah.
Busy week of shows on SNY all week.
Right.
Gonna try and
oh, you're doing SNY? I saw you one time on SNY.
Yeah, you told me that.
I did.
SNN
you did a good
actually,
job.
You said the last time.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You really did.
It's fun.
I was surprised.
Why is that?
I don't know. I didn't see you as a TV guy. But you know what? You were good. You did a good job.
I like doing it, man. It's fun. They dial you up. Basically,
right.
they tell you what to do.
Did you put makeup on?
They put makeup on me. Not
they
that
did.
I put it on. They put it on me. Trust me. You don't want me putting makeup on. That'd be smudged all over the place. But no, they put makeup on
right.
you. And
so you're doing 2 hours here, and then you're doing a whole week at SNY?
The only week only day I'm not in SNY this week is Wednesday. Because Moose.
Who's the favorite guy for you to go up? Like, what they do is they put a bunch of you on the couch, right?
Yes.
And then the girl asks you questions. Okay, I don't know the girl's name, but that's okay.
It depends. It could be
Justine,
it could be Taylor, it could be Eamon.
So
Eamon does
whatever
a lot.
Their names. Yeah. I apologize. I don't know their names. I apologize. But I see that, you know what happens is I'm watching the Met post game. And I'm doing some work in my office. And then the next show comes on, and it's
SNY.
SNY, and yeah. you guys are sitting on a couch. And, you know, it's basically a bunch of fan guys sitting on a couch. It's Malusis, it's Sal, it's you, and maybe a writer thrown in, you
yeah.
know. And the writer's usually pretty boring, but it's okay. It's okay. It happens. But so this week, what guy do you like being on with where you like to get in and get in a fight with the guy or argue? Who do you like
well,
being
I
on
mean,
with?
Because
Sal
I
can
got,
say some really stupid
well,
things. You know,
Sal and I actually agreed on everything yesterday, which was awful.
You and
I mean,
Sal,
Sal
agreed
we said it
on
after
everything?
Well, we agreed the Mets should keep the Grom.
Okay.
We agreed the Yankees are going to catch the Red Sox and win the division. So, I mean, it was that was basically the MO. I mean, Sal and I have gone at it. Moose and I have gone at it.
Is Sal doing that stupid I'm a Yankee fan stuff still?
Nah, he's over that. Come on.
That was ridiculous.
First of all, Dog, come on.
If you're a Mike and a Mayor fan, Dog did that whole big act once years and years ago.
You know what, though, Mike, in his defense, I feel like a lot of people do this now. Yeah. They just, you know, they pitch something. It is what it is.
Don't put a lot of stock in it. So, now tell me, wait a second. You think the Mets should keep DeGrom?
Absolutely.
All right. What would you do right now?
I buy him out.
You're paying him right now?
Right now.
You're paying, what are you giving him?
23, 24 over the next
years?
5 years.
So let's say he wants 6 years.
Okay.
You give him 6 years?
I think I would. He's that good.
He's not young.
I understand that. But
6 years?
You think about the way he's gone about his business.
Right.
You had all these guys here, superhero Harvey, Dark Knight, Syndergaard, the Thor, and all that stuff. DeGrom has been a one constant. Like, if I'm setting a precedent for my organization, I like the idea of a guy who didn't have a whole lot of hype, didn't have all those expectations, rises up, dominates, goes about his business. Basically, Mike, here's my thing. What are you telling Syndergaard and the other guys in this organization if you're not paying Jacob DeGrom?
Well, here's the thing, though. Let's look at it this way. Let's play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
We're talking with JJ, of course you know that. But here's the thing. The Mets have control of DeGrom for 2 more years.
That's right.
Why do they have to rush to pay him?
Well, because you're
they wait and tell you when you're a free agent, we'll pay you.
Well, you'd be looking at John Tavares' situation with the Islanders, right? Same deal.
But
I know it's different with
years.
The front office and whatnot. I get that. But if he's going
to
be disgruntled.
So they have to pay him 2 years early. But what do you – now, here's the thing.
You're going to have to pay him in arbitration anyway.
So if I say to you, if I'm the Mets, here's what I would do today if I'm the Mets.
Okay.
I get the agent on the phone, and I conference in DeGrom too. And I say, you guys, I saw what you guys said. Let me ask you this. If we don't pay you right now and we don't trade you right now, what are you going to do?
He's going to tell you, I'm gone.
Wait, you're not gone anywhere. I'm here for 2 more years.
Fine. I'm here for 2 more years. But guess what? At the end, when that contract is up, I'm gone.
You made some threats.
But
it could affect the team. It could affect the relationship with the team. Are you making a threat that you're going to do something? I mean, what are you going to do? You can't do anything.
Do you want to deal with your best player having that sort of mentality towards the team? I would not. Because I think it sets a terrible precedent moving forward for guys who come up.
I don't know
they're
that I would.
Treat DeGrom like this. What are they going to do to me?
I would pay. I'm not against paying DeGrom if he's reasonable. But the reason DeGrom. See, there was not a bad idea by the agent. Because the agent's figuring this. Either we get our money now or we get to a good team now.
We go to a good team, yeah.
Okay, but what he didn't think about was the other part. They don't have to do anything.
They can just
sit back and do nothing. And then he's got another year and a half of this stuff before he can leave.
That's such a black cloud, and that's an ugly situation.
But the point is, you're making them pay when they don't have to pay for 2 years early.
Yeah, I get it, but think about what.
So
he's
that means
get
you have to be reasonable.
Now.
But then you have to be at least reasonable.
$30 million a year.
Okay, so you got to be a little reasonable.
I'm talking 22.
Now, what do you think is reasonable?
Year.
I think that's if you're going to tell me
reasonable.
That if you don't want $30 million a yeah. year, if you want to tell me that you'll take a couple of years in the early 20s, and then we can start to build it up from there, and you're willing to go 5 years and an option, the club option. I might be interested.
I said on the air earlier, 5 years, $110 million.
Fair.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
I won't kill the Mets if they offer Jacob DeGrom 5 years,
fair.
110. He says,
I think it's
no,
fair years,
enough,
too. I think
fair.
It's fair years.
Totally
I think
fair.
More than 5 years, I wouldn't give him.
See, I know you're concerned about
I
years.
Don't like years. I don't like
that.
Years. See, I'd rather pay guys. Yeah, I don't want to get caught with one of these pull-holes deals. I don't want to get caught with one of these.
Ellsbury.
Well, forget it. Ellsbury's just a bad contract.
Hates.
Okay. How about Cabrera's contract?
Not good.
Disaster. Now, listen, all-time great player, but the contract now is impossible for the next 4 years.
No,
it's
and they're
impossible.
Stuck with it. A bad
right?
team is stuck with
and
it.
And with pitches, it can be even worse. So I don't – and he's not young. You see, I think that's what made him do this is he did this because he's not young, and he doesn't want to wait till he's almost 33 to start to go to free agency because then he's hard time getting 5 years. So now that's why he's pushing the envelope. Plus, he's been a good soldier, which we all agree. So I think if you're reasonable, and I think if he's reasonable, they could come to an agreement. I think if you said $110 million for 5 years, I think that's reasonable.
But
I think that's, a fair amount of money.
If they're going to take DeGrom now and put him on the open market, which I don't think they're going to do July 31st.
Listen, I don't think they're trading him.
They'll wait until
they get a new GM. I don't think they're trading him anyway this year. I think they would trade him when the season starts.
In the offseason.
And I don't even think they want to do that either.
No.
Yes. But I think they would trade him in the offseason.
If they're going to trade him, might as well go full tilt. Might as well go to Houston totally Astros and blow it up. That. There's no point in keeping or trading DeGrom and then keeping Syndergaard.
Here's why. You can't do that. Because there's no way to get anything for your veteran guys. You can't trade Cespedes. You can't trade Bruce. They have a lot of untradeable guys. Frazier you can't trade. They have a lot of untradeable guys. So you might as well say, I have four starting pitchers. Let me see if I can add some people, build the bullpen, and see if I can get Cespedes healthy and Conforto hitting and be a team that I thought I could be this year.
Bingo. They should move Cespedes and put him at first base. They should try that now. Now, look, not every guy can do it.
Taking a good outfielder
Sheffield,
and a good arm.
Terrible. Piazza,
I think he'll be
terrible.
Able to do it.
But
I
they need him to hit. That's the key, Mike. Forget about the outfield.
I think he's
they need him in a lineup every day.
I need to say healthy.
Yes.
Right. Now, you know, it's gotta, you don't want him really in the infield with that arm, but you can live with it. Okay. Do you have three outfielders? You want to sign? You want to keep two and sign one? They have issues to make. They're going to clear out some guys. They also need some of these kids to hopefully, like a McNeil, be a good player. But who knows if he is?
Alonso,
I mean, you
can
know,
we see him by the end?
He hasn't hit much in AAA. So
get that. But listen, that's a guy
McNeil
you want to
hit. You want to see him? I agree. But the thing is, they'll probably trade off Familia. They'll trade off. The question is whether they trade Wheeler. I think that's going to be an interesting one.
I think they
one.
Should.
They could.
Because his value will never be higher. And I know people are saying, well, if you want to be good next year, you're going to build with your starting pitchers. The guy's a free agent after next year. He is never healthy. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, he's throwing the ball a lot better. He is. Look at the ERA. It's 4.5. So he's throwing the ball a lot better, and he's got a 4.5 ERA.
He's
that's
gotten better as
on.
The season's gone on.
I agree with that.
He's gotten better. He has pitched better. I would trade him also. I agree with you. Now, Yankees, you said the Yankees are going to catch the Red Sox?
Yes.
As is?
I think they need to add another pitcher.
They can't be. I disagree with you as is that they would catch him. I don't think they would catch that team unless they get a starting pitcher.
But remember
pitcher.
With Boston, they're losing Rodriguez now. That is a big loss for them. He's been great. And he's tough on the Yankees. He has finally lived up to the billing. Remember, they traded Andrew Miller
they will get
for him.
They will get a pitcher, though.
See, they're going to get a bullpen guy, though. And I'm hoping Familia goes there. Let Familia go to the Red
Sox.
No,
you know who's
going to
go there? You know who's going to go there? Cabrera.
Miguel?
Cabrera.
Oh, that's Drupal.
Yeah, he's a perfect fit for them.
But don't they have enough?
No, play
Cabrera
him. Play
back?
Him. Play,
I mean,
play
Pedroia
him.
Back?
Play him. No, he's not playing.
So you don't
play
think Pedroia's coming
no,
back at
not
all?
Not coming back. Play him instead of Nooney. Play him at second base. Let him play second base. He's a
Nooney
better player.
Was so good for
yeah,
them
he's
last
not been
year
good. He can't feel at all. He's
no,
not,
you're
yeah.
right about that.
And right now, let him play second base. He'd be a better fit. And he's had a great year. He really has. He'd be
has,
a good, he'd be good for them in a pennant race.
I don't know if it's that much of a difference.
He's a much better. He's a better player.
Well, he's a more professional hitter. Yeah, I'll give you that.
And a better fielder.
But they just paid Nooney. They gave him a two-year deal.
You can play him over third when you need to play him. Or, you know, you
but
slide him around.
Brock Holt? They like him a lot.
Slide him around. But I would get Cabrera if I was them. He's a good middle infielder for them.
See, I think Cabrera more likely to go to a team like Cleveland. I could see Cabrera in Milwaukee.
They have no way to put him, though.
Yeah, but they'll bounce him around.
See, at least with the Red Sox, he can play.
You know where he'll go? The Adam Jones, the guy in Baltimore. He is the ideal fit. Put him in center field for the Indians. The Indians need a center fielder.
Well, they need a reliever.
And they need one or two relievers.
Oh, they need a reliever.
But they're dangerous.
They're getting
in the
Miller
playoffs.
Back. Very dangerous.
Dangerous.
See, they're a very good team. People are going to forget them. They could have a great postseason. Absolutely. Especially if Miller comes back
and
pitching well.
And the way it's shaking out, and I think you agree, the winner of Yankees Red Sox is going
to
have the best record in the American League.
They're going
to
get pushed.
Bingo. So the way it will shake out and how great. Baseball is drooling about this right now. If it holds serve and the Yankees and the Red Sox do what they need to do, win a division, the other one's the wild card, that's your first round series. Could you imagine Yankees,
first,
Red Sox in a best of five?
First, you know what the problem is? If you're the Yankees and you haven't improved your pitching and you're the wild card, you have to pitch Severino in a wild card game. And now you win that game, you're in a series where you don't have a big time pitcher and Severino doesn't pitch till game three.
Let me ask you this
question.
That's
a problem.
If you're in that spot, Tanaka, who was your best postseason pitcher last year,
he
rises to the occasion.
I agree.
Red Sox, big game for whatever
them.
The reason.
I trust him.
It's like El Duque. He shows up for that game.
I like Tanaka in the game.
So Tanaka or Sabathia, he has to pitch twice. Who are you choosing?
Tanaka.
I choose Tanaka.
Oh, Tanaka's got a chance. He pitched great in the postseason last year. Pitched great. I don't trust CeCe. Listen, I like CeCe. He's a professional. I just think there's days now where he's just not going to get guys out.
Wait,
you just don't know.
Game 7 last year.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Game 7, he was out of gas.
You know,
but, Mike, I mean, in two of the biggest games they played, down 2-0 against the Astros, he shut him out. I think he gave him six or seven shutout innings. Indian series, game 5. outdueled Corey Cooper twice.
Should have been out of the game in that game. Ramirez should have taken him out of that game in the third inning. He did a terrible at bat with the bases loaded. He had a chance to kill CC in that game.
That in game two or game five?
Game two.
Yes. And that was the Girardi challenge game.
Absolutely. Yes. And he had a chance. Ramirez killed him in that series, though. Absolutely killed him. He just didn't do anything for them.
And how good has he been for the Indians this year?
And he had terrible postseason last year. So, and had so many big at bats, too. So I don't know. They have to get a pitcher, I think, to catch the Red Sox.
Now, when you said it have to get a pitcher, are you talking about Happ or Hamels?
I don't think they're getting a superstar pitcher.
Okay,
so
I
don't think they're getting a number two guy that they can pitch. They're not getting DeGrom.
No.
They're not getting Syndergaard.
They're not getting Bumgarner.
No way.
No.
Absolutely no way. So to me, Happ is what you're talking about.
I'm cool with Happ.
I'm fine with Happ myself. The guy's 41-18 in the division the last 3 years.
And, they struggle against lefties. If there's one thing the Red Sox have had a lot of trouble with this year,
he's pitched well against the Red Sox.
Left-handed starters. Yeah. Happ, Hamels, sign me up.
Well,
I know you don't
them.
Like Hamels. I'm telling you,
like
if Hamels comes here, he will pitch well.
I like Happ better myself.
That's fine.
I know he didn't pitch well against the Yankees last time. But, all right. So, what else is new? You got 5 minutes. Talk to me before I get Riggleman. What else going on?
All is good, man. Shows are great.
You going anywhere this summer? You got vacation this summer?
Tommy Lugau, one of the guys, our producers, who produced my show earlier.
Right.
We have a trip to Las Vegas planned.
Wait a second. When is this?
The first week
of
August.
Have you been to Vegas?
I have, multiple times.
Okay, so you like Vegas.
This is going to be trip 5 for me.
Oh,
I go once a year.
Really?
I've gone with the lady. We've had girl, the couple trip.
Right.
We've gone with the guys where we have the boys.
What
trip.
Show did you see when you took your girlfriend?
We actually did not see a show.
Not
I was
one
with
show.
Her dad, and I was with her dad's friend, and they're big basketball people.
And you were just an AC?
No. I was in AC with a good buddy of mine, Anthony Zacharias.
Mons just said that to me in my
Mons
ear.
Mons should have met me.
That's it.
Tables, we were up till like 5:30,
well, that's
6
what you
in
need.
The morning.
That's when you need to go out with Mons and AC. That's really a great idea for you to do that.
I might have to borrow this year.
Mr. AC himself.
Hey, listen, if he brings the luck, I'll go golfing
so
with
Mons. So you're going to Vegas. How many days in Vegas?
Oh, it's a 40-hour trip, man.
48 hours.
I'm leaving at 7 a.m. New York time Friday.
Right. Do you start playing cards on the plane? Are you one of those guys that takes the deck out on the plane?
I'll nap on the plane. I thought I was coming off an overnight. I'm actually on earlier that day.
All right.
But Friday, Saturday, and it's during Yankees Red Sox, so I'll be able to get involved there, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And then Sunday, I'm staying up all day Saturday, flying back Sunday because I know Yanks Sox at night.
Right.
And I got to come back and do the overnight show. So it's going to be an aggressive couple of days. But you know what, Mike? You only live once. Right?
That's it. You're a kid. You should be doing that stuff. That's good. So
that's
a couple
it.
Of days in Vegas. So you and four of his buddies?
No, Tommy's got a bunch of guys for work.
Oh, more than that. They're taking
They have 11 or 12 guys.
Oh, geez. 11 or 12 guys.
So hopefully we can take over a craps table at one point in the trip. I pray for that.
That's what you're hoping for.
That'd be emotional.
That's it. That's your big game craps?
Blackjack, too.
Well, blackjack gets a little tedious, but you grind them down.
And you need people who know what they're doing.
So listen, just one thing. When you go to Vegas and you get ready to pack, leave the shirt home.
I know. I'll ditch the shirt. You're going to like this.
Leave the shirt home.
I have
You're not taking that shirt to Vegas.
The Ricky Fowler orange pants, they're ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to go, Mike.
Even though
Ricky Fowler, I will not bet him in a major ever again. Because you know what? I thought maybe the U.S. Open was going to be the year.
You know what?
And until he wins one, no.
I have a weird feeling. I haven't made a pick yet. I've had a weird feeling all week that this is Ricky's week.
I
don't know. Now, listen, I don't want. I probably will chicken out because he never comes through.
No.
Never. But for some reason, I have it in my head that this is Ricky Fowler's week. Finally. That this is the week. I don't know why, but we'll see what I pick. Are you into golf?
Yeah.
So who are you picking in the British Open?
I haven't decided yet. Got to think about it.
You got a sleeper guy for me? You need a guy that's 20-30-1, which is easy. Just to stay away from the first five guys, and you're already 20-1.
Yeah, basically anybody you're getting is.
Except the top five.
Yeah, they're 12 or 15 to 1.
Yeah, so you get past the fifth guy, you're 20-1.
No, I got it, because the British is always wacky, right?
Yes.
The Masters, you always think about the top player.
Well, the top player's going to win the British, too. I mean,
US Open and the British Open.
You need a
little
imagination around the greens here.
How about Phil a couple of years ago coming out of nowhere and winning the British?
That's surprising.
That was crazy.
I didn't see Phil winning the British. That I have to admit, that surprised me. I got run. So good to see
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
That's it.
We'll
good to see
soon.
You, JJ. Bye.
Right.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic
automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.